Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World-class rock. World-class rock.
All right, it's Friday, which means we got a jam-packed show. Literally a jam-packed show.
Mm-hmm. It's Freedom Friday.
It's Freedom Friday at 9 o'clock. Let's work backwards. Freedom Friday at 9 o'clock. Kelly Butler at 8:30. We're going to be outside helping him out with his ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, ALSA.org, if you want to donate. And we got a whole bunch of other people coming down who are going to do their own challenge and help out with ours and splash KB with some water. Mm-hmm. We've got the bone phone. Lots of calls regarding the potential tax increase. From the NDP, the bone phone is flooded with that.
Oh, nice.
We got the scoop coming up at 10 to 8. We've got chance for you at Master of All Garages this morning.
Oh, it's our turn.
Yeah.
So you're listening for the garage door sounder.
No, it's just, right? Do you want to? I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
Yeah. I did up a new one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's got Metallica and Weezer in it.
Oh.
Wheeler's Wake Up Call on 92 City FM.
Okay, so yesterday in your news, you were talking about the Canadian Tax Federation predicting that because we're in such massive debt, that the NDPs are going to have to increase taxes again.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to borrow money just to...
borrow money to get out of debt.
Which makes no sense because we're still, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think that's the old saying. Isn't that what my taxes
say? I don't know.
Can't remember that saying.
Out of my time.
Anyways, so a bunch of phone calls came in yesterday, and there's one simple underlying truth in all of them, Rena. They're very consistent. Have a listen.
Yeah, you want to fix the tax problem, Wheeler? First thing we got to do is get rid of the National Douchebag Party and actually get somebody in here who knows what the hell they're doing. Bellinger is about as useful. I can't even say that on the radio. You guys do a great job. Keep it up. Later, man.
All right, number two.
Hey, Wheels, you want to know what to do about the never-ending tax increases in this province? Stop voting in the bloody communist government. That'll fix it right away.
We're starting to see a trend.
Hey, guys, heard you talking about the tax situation here. Don't know why anybody's surprised with Selinger as the premier. That's all the NDP know how to do. Tax and spend, they'll never cut. They did it before. They're doing it again.
You notice an underlying theme here, Rand?
Mm-hmm.
You go buy gas down in the States, you're looking at $98.4 a liter. Where is the other 26 cents coming from? Taxes. How about a pack of smokes? You're buying it for $5-6 down south, you're paying $12 to $14 here. How's about my other favorite, booze? I can buy a 2-4 of cans down there for $18 versus $48 here. And the government's telling us they got no money. Bull.
Yeah, but wait a second. That all goes towards healthcare. So when we get to the hospital, there's no lines and we don't have to wait. And I'm not getting treated in the hallway. Wait a second.
When's the next provincial election?
Inside of a year, I think.
No, wait.
That's federal. Federal's coming up in a year.
Oh, yeah, that's federal. Yeah.
Soon. I think we got I think we got civic, provincial, and federal all coming up within a year and a half,
Hopefully.
2 years.
Give Selinger the boot.
You know what, though? It's funny.
I know it's not really going to make that much of a difference.
But it's funny you say that because in the last provincial election, I remember sitting there yelling at my TV because I'm like, there's no way the NDPs are going to get voted in again. Because remember, Gary Doer left. That's when Selinger just happened to take over. And then he was sinking it. He was taxing. And then everyone voted him back in. And so they're going, how is this possible? So nothing would surprise me. You wouldn't think that they would get in again.
Him.
You wouldn't think, but crazier things have happened.
I guess.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, hooray! 6:22, news, weather, sports coming up.
City traffic.
And listen, I'm just echoing the sentiments of the callers. I know there are some NDP supporters out there, but even the NDP supporters, when you read stuff like this after the 8% increase, and then you read stuff like there's going to be potentially another tax increase, you got to sit there and go,
oh, what have I done?
God, what is going on? 92 City FM, world class rock. 6:35. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Kind of a rainy weekend ahead today, a 60% chance. More rain, 17 right now.
What do you got planned? What are you doing the weekend? What are you doing? What do you got planned? Nothing, huh? Nothing.
No, it's probably just cool. We're planning on going fishing or something, but if it's going to be raining, then...
Rain all the way through the weekend? Is that the way
it's going to be kind of on and off rain showers, so I'm not sure. It'll be kind of one of those winging it. If it looks nice, then we'll head out for a couple hours, I guess.
I visually start holidays after today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I took a page out of your book where I booked it. I booked the week off right before the long
weekend.
That's
Philly's page out of Philly's book. Philly does that.
Yeah, I think we got it from you, though, pretty sure. Or no, you know what you do? You're funny because you'll take like a Wednesday to a Friday off, take the long weekend, and then a Tuesday, yeah, Wednesday. So it's you don't actually...
Not necessarily with a long weekend, but just because it's cheaper to fly home on like a Wednesday than it would be on a Friday to like Friday or a Monday to a Monday. Like significantly cheaper to fly back to Alberta.
Have you got any Scottish in you? You're looking for deals all the time.
No.
You don't have any Scottish in you?
No. I got Winnipegger in me.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking for deals.
Yeah, absolutely. Philly will be back on Monday. I'm actually going to try and squeeze in as many rounds as I can at Elmhurst before the season's done.
Tuesday, it's supposed to be nice again, like 20s.
And then Wednesday is AFI, 30 Seconds to Mars in Lincoln Park, which you and I are both going to.
Yep.
And then I leave Thursday for my cousin's wedding out. Have you ever heard of Gambier Island? Neither have I.
Beer in the title.
Well, I like that part. But no, it's this island off the western inlet south of Nanaimo. You got to take a half-hour water taxi to get there off of a port. It's the strangest thing. I don't know why we're...
Sounds neat. Did you bring in the kids?
No, because like... I'm going to let you know, my cousin's a bit of a hipster flake.
Those hipster weddings.
It's like there's no power. Well, no, it's true though, because we got to go out there in a water taxi. We're staying in, I think you had a choice of a teepee or like a bunk room where like massive people sleep all in the same room. It's kind of like, yeah. And there's going to be like 100 people out there.
That's like hippie. That's like a hippie wedding. Not necessarily hipster.
Yeah, but her and her fiance are total hipsters, like living down in Vancouver but the Granville Island, I think they live on. But why would I bring a 4-month-old to a place where I don't even know if they have running water?
Or if you're going to be sleeping in a teepee. Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Plus, I think kids at weddings, meh.
Oh, I'm fine with kids away. Like my 3-year-old would be fine, but I'm not taking a 4-month-old. Yeah. You know, like it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, I'm a Flatlander and I'm worried about water.
I prefer those white trash weddings. Those are the best ones. I went to a wedding in Edmonton in May, and there was a keg in the middle of the dance floor, and the groom's doing keg stands. The bride was 8 months pregnant.
Perfect.
Best wedding ever.
Those are the ones.
The white trash ones, yeah.
92 City FM World Class Rock. Time now is 6:45. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey is back on Monday. Rena J is here. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena now. Coming up at some point this morning. I'm playing this as a practice. This is a practice, okay? This is what it sounds like. So when you actually hear this later on in the show, then you phone and caller 9 will get through and they will qualify for the $20,000 Master of All Garages.
That's right.
This is what you're listening for.
All right.
That's it.
Kay. Okay.
One more time.
On it. And if you can't get through with us today, if you sign up to be a VIP member, you can use your points to get yourself entered for that to garage, or you can go on the website, enter a picture of where your really crappy garage exists, or where your non-existent one exists, and where you'd like it to be, and you could also enter it that way.
Wait a second here.
What? What's going on? You look confused.
I am confused.
Why?
Because...
Prize sheets?
Yeah. Because last week, it was Phil and I, just Phil and I on the show, right?
Yeah. Did you guys give away a...
No, because he says, no. He goes, Rena and I did it last week. Remember, I was on holidays the week before.
Yeah.
He says, so it's Shadow and Nesta's turn. Last thing he goes, and it'll be yours and Rena's, like, as in today. Okay. But look here, look at the prize sheets.
Okay, take a look. Oh, so it looks like you guys were supposed to do it last week, didn't?
Blame Philly.
Oh, whatever, we'll do two today, so that means you have a chance with Shadow and Nancy this afternoon, because I'm sure they have a chance then. If we're not supposed to, it should be one or the other.
Is that the way you want to do it?
We can do this today.
Okay.
Why not?
Works for me.
It's Friday.
You're preaching to the choir, girl. Preaching to the choir. Look at all these people.
So let's just pretend.
Look at all the people phoning.
That you guys didn't screw it up last week.
We were just practicing. You don't have to phone right now. But
the next time you hear that, then you call in.
Hi, City.
Hello?
Yeah, good. You?
Hi.
I'd like to answer the questions.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Was that you play those songs or just got to answer them? Or?
Yeah, what do you think the answer is?
In the Garage by Weezer and Master Puppets. Master Puppets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
good job. That's exactly what it was.
Excellent, excellent job.
Unfortunately, there's no prize for knowing.
Awesome. Nothing matter.
All right. I like your style.
Hi, City.
Yeah, no, I was just calling to see if I could piss you guys off for calling. You guys
No, at this point, we're enjoying the company, really. There you go. All right, so when you hear this later on in the show, then you phone in. Caller 9 will be
in.
Love
our listeners.
I know, right? They're awesome. 647. If anyone saw the show, feel free to call the bone roll. Feel free to call us here live at 780 City. The next I'm trying to think of the next big concert that's coming through. It's at Linkin Park.
Yeah.
That's Wednesday here in town.
The Black Keys is coming up in the fall.
Yeah. Moist. Yeah. We just announced Moist the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
David Usher and crew back together because they couldn't make it on their own. Did that say they go on sale? Well, I thought we had beat the box office next week, or is it just tickets?
Oh, my. We should really look at this before we discuss it.
Nah.
It's more fun this way.
Hi, City.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is
the
phone.
No, this is just the regular phone. You're live. Did you see the Tom Petty show last night?
Sure.
All right. You can call the bone phone at 780 bone, BONE 2663. All right, okay. Hi, City.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Did you see Petty last night?
Yes, I did.
Now, I'm curious. Awesome. I knew he would be awesome, but answer me this, because I know he's got the new record out. Did he play a lot of stuff off the new record, or is it kind of a greatest hits thing? Because I think a lot of times when guys get to be that age, they're just writing records just so they can go on tour.
No, they sang a couple songs from the new album and a lot of old songs. It was awesome. Now, good song.
Would you say it was closer to like a greatest hits show, or was it a, hey, we're touring our new record show?
A mix.
A mix.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay. But, I mean, he played Refugee, Don't Do Me Like That, Running Down a Dream, Learning to Fly, Last Dance with Mary Jane, all my favorites?
Yes.
Okay.
It was great.
And how...
Glad I was there.
How much marijuana was being smoked? Could you smell marijuana the entire time you were at MTS Center, or just some of the time?
Some of the time.
Just okay. All right. Yeah. Were you in the upper deck or lower bowl?
Upper deck.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it was great. Awesome. He can play. He knows how to play still. He can rock.
Oh, does he ever? Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hi, City. We'll take another call.
Hi.
Yeah.
I had to skip Tom Petty because I saw November Man.
Oh, and? Really?
Oh, man.
Far cry from his James Bond days, is it?
He was the only good thing of that whole movie.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. So
thanks for the tickets, but...
Oh, hey, what'd you pay to get in, huh? What'd you pay?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Thanks for the tickets, but...
Sorry we wasted your time.
Well, thanks for being our movie reviewer. Yeah.
No problem.
All right, have a good one. 708, what were you going to say, Ryan?
Oh, I was going to say, I got the list of concerts coming up. We got Linkin Park on Wednesday, and then after that, Godsmack.
Oh, yeah, right.
October 1st, followed by Big Wreck, and then the Black Keys is in October. We got Loverboy coming,
ooh.
John Fogerty. So a few coming up this fall.
It's a good lineup. Very good. All right, make sure you keep it on City, of course. And become an all-access VIP member at 92cityfm.ca. That's always a great way to get tickets. 710, you're listening for that sounder for the $20,000 Master of All Garages. It's coming up before 9 o'clock this morning. If I said the words professional disc golf, would you have any idea what I was talking about? No? No idea?
Nope.
This professional tour? I'm not lying when I say
this
a professional tour.
This is a sneaky way for you to talk about golf again, isn't
no,
it?
No, Rena. Okay, I have to explain this to you. So it's like golf, except there's no golf clubs. There's no golf ball.
Yep.
There's 18 holes. There's a flag on each one, but instead of golfing, you're using a frisbee.
Okay. So you're throwing the frisbee at the hole?
Yeah, so basically, like, you can play disc golf on a regular golf course, not without their permission, of course, but you stand on the tee box, you can go up to the line, and you throw it as hard as you can, and then, you know, as you know, a frisbee sometimes has a mind of its own. You can spin it different ways, and so hopefully you land... where there's no trees.
And you somewhat keep score the same way, right?
Yeah, so essentially...
How many throws it takes you to get to the hole?
Yeah. So on the professional tour, they have these different... Well, I'll kind of show you. Like, if you come over. So it's almost kind of like a metal basket that's about 6 feet high with the flag on top of that. So you got to hit the chains. You got to hit the chains for it to be considered in the hole. If you were to
do a disc golf tournament...
you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm thinking of doing it. I think that would be a lot of fun.
And there's a lot of people in town that play that Ultimate Frisbee.
Right.
They're just really, really into it.
And you combine the two now. Mm-hmm. It's like a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hybrid of a hybrid that's already been a hybrid.
Yeah. Huh? Sounds fun.
It is.
I would do it.
Listen, I got.
I can definitely throw better than I can swing a club.
For those who think I'm kidding, I'm just watching some footage here of the. This is the 2013 European Open MPO final round. Okay.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
Here's Paul with his par putt. Some alliteration right there.
Bang it right on the stick.
Look at the gallery. Like, look at the people they're watching.
Here comes Big Dream.
I can't believe it.
This is Bert, I want to say, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
It's funny how they have the quiet golf announcers and everything.
Real nice bird for him right there.
It was almost a lay-in for him.
Yeah, it was. He had two great shots.
Like, they have full play-by-play?
Yeah, it's weird. And even the crowd is golf clapping. And
yeah.
Odd.
Like, the gallery following these guys around is incredible. Like, yeah, you can see, like they're playing.
Yeah, it sounds like
they're using more of a tailor-made golf course. Like, it looks like they're in Finland right now, and they're playing it through the woods. Like, they've got these holes set up.
And it's Feldberg.
It's incredible. Like, look how far these guys throw.
Pumping it down. This one's a little bit downhill. And it has a really fast green. It really slopes off, like, right after the basket.
I still need a golf cart, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
easier to carry your drinks that way.
Well, yeah.
But is this
they have a bag to carry around.
Yeah, all you do is carry around your frisbee. That's it. Like, this seems like a tournament that would be a lot of fun to do. Like, mm-hmm. You do it like a Kingswood or a Kildonan or a Assiniboine. I think that'd be great. I would love to do frisbee golf.
Get on it.
I think I might.
The Wheeler Frisbee Golf. What was it called?
No, it's a disc golf.
Oh, disc golf. Open. Yeah,
there's actually a PDGA, Professional Disc Golfers Association.
Weird.
Cool. What do you think? Like fall? Like early fall we could do this? Oh, we should get all over this. We'll do it for charity. Fire! 92 City FM, world class rock, 736. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey's back on Monday. Rena J's here. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
Going to be a rainy weekend. 21's the high for today. 60% chance of rain throughout the day. It's looking pretty gloomy right now. 17.
Call it a parenting fail, if you will. But last night when that rain finally did come, mm-hmm. right before it started coming down, heavy, heavy, heavy. Like the rain was warm. Like it was humid out, so it was a nice warm rain.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, my three-year-old, he's just enthralled. Wow. Like he's seen rain before, but I mean, it was so warm out. We're like, all right, well, go put your hand out there, buddy. So he puts his hand out, and he wants to go out. And next thing you know, he's down to his underwear, and he's running around the backyard.
Aww.
And we're pissing ourselves laughing, and he's having the time of his life. He's like, it's a sprinkler everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he was loving it.
Yep. It's not a parenting fail. I used to do that with my kids.
No, I know, but at the same time, I mean, like,
usually we rain gear up and get buckets and go collect earthworms or whatever we used to do, but
the fact that he was running around in his underwear in the backyard enjoying the rain, it's like, he's probably going to get a bit of a cold, but whatever, he'll be fine. You got to experience that.
It's just
once
like daddy.
Right, exactly.
Minus all the alcohol.
I do that at 3 in the morning, though. Roll around and wake up in strange
in
neighbors' yards. The rain yesterday, though, it's crazy because I'm looking at photos from all over the city. There's that guy who was snorkeling. Looks like it was somewhere down in Linden Woods or White Ridge, somewhere in that area. And then we've got the team that was canoeing out in Charleswood.
Yeah.
And not in the ditches, believe it or not. Actually in the street, there was that much water. In Polo Park, a bunch of stores flooded out. And the underpass on Main and Higgins. I've seen cars floating in there. Now, riddle me this, Rena. When you're driving along, do-do-do-do-do, and you're about to hit an underpass underneath a train or over or whatever, and you go, boy, there's a lot of water down there. Yeah, my car should be able to float through that. What goes through your head?
I think it depends. Plus, it depends how fast you're going. It's happened to me where I've gotten caught under an underpass that flooded suddenly. The one on Lage, I can't remember where exactly on Lage. It was right when I had moved here, though, and I was driving my Sunfire. It was like 5 years ago, and my car literally almost floated away. I could feel the vehicle floating and panicking because I didn't realize how deep it was, and I wasn't familiar with the road, and when I got I saw vehicles going through it, like on the other side that I'd just gone through it, so I figured, oh, it must not be that bad or that deep.
They didn't happen to be semi-trucks or 4x4s
or
Hummers.
And I made it through, but my brakes ended up failing after that because of all the water in the car, so I had to ditch my vehicle and Windsor Park, I think, at the time.
There's a picture of one guy standing just outside of his vehicle, and the water is up to his rearview mirrors, and he's got a whole bunch of his stuff on the roof trying to salvage whatever he can. Like, oh, boy, iPhone charger and cash and this. I think he pulled out a couple of 8-tracks. I think I saw a couple of 8-tracks.
I think you get to that point where you're like, please, let this work. I don't know how to turn around or what to do.
Well, I'll be looking at it this way. So if you're driving southbound or northbound, and that underpass right underneath, the, like, right by Higgins there by the train. Even if there's so much water there and you stop right before it and you go, geez, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through that water, but I don't want to leave my vehicle here because I'm on Main and Higgins. Either way, I'm screwed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather honestly, maybe I'll bury it under the water and no one will see it under there and it'll be safer that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even like to get out and ditch your car there and try and flag down help or find a ride, it's not the best area of town to be standing around by yourself.
And who's going
to
give you a ride when you're soaked from the nipples down? Hey, hop on in.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose. I don't blame people who get stuck under that because I would panic at the same time, you know?
We're expecting more rain today, so batten down the hatches.
The Scoop with Rena J.
By the way, you're still listening for that sounder, the $20,000 master of all garages sounder. It's coming up. I'll give you a hint. It's coming up before 8:30, so in the next 45 minutes, your chance to qualify for that $20,000 garage from Garage Masters.
So the Donald Sterling saga continues, this time with, you know, that really young chick that he was kind of, that was his girlfriend on the side, even though he's married to Shelley Sterling.
The half-Asian assistant.
Yeah, that Asian-looking girl. V. Stiviano or something is her last name. Anyway, she just filed new legal documents in her war with Shelley Sterling, Donald's wife, claiming that she never slept with Donald Sterling. She was his beard because he's actually gay. This is court-filed documents in this lawsuit. This is in her response to Shelley's allegations that she was accepting cars and property and tons of presents for Donald that he didn't have the authority to give her. So
now, Raina, pardon my ignorance, but you used the word she was his beard. Now, is that some...
Those are the words that she filed with. Okay. That means she's a cover-up so that people didn't know he was gay. He wanted people to think he had this hot young girlfriend, and she's claiming he bought me all these presents and took me everywhere, and I let him call me his girlfriend in exchange for stuff so that way people didn't find out he was gay. And his wife and her, the mistress, are in a big lawsuit, and she's saying that she never, ever slept with Donald Sterling.
And here's the thing.
He's really old, and they look weird together. It looks creepy, and people are now, you know, making fun of her, and she's got this whole, you know.
Well, and here's the thing. So that's his prerogative. That's fine. Whatever he wants to do. But, like, with her, how do you say yes? I was hired to be, you know, a phony, and I got bought a whole bunch of stuff, and now I want more because I'm suing somebody else. I mean, how do you live with yourself?
She's suing for $10 million.
Jesus Christ, what is
wrong
with people?
Saying that for, you know, slander in the media because they were saying she's a thief and embezzled money, and then she was a whore and all this blah, 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 blah. So
is there anything false in the report?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's gay or not or what. It's just, who knows. Sir Paul McCartney has topped the list for the 10 richest bassists in the world. The Beatles legend is worth $1.2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming in at number two, tied. Sting and Gene Simmons, both with a net worth of $300 million.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Rounding out the top five, Roger Waters.
Yeah.
U2's Adam Clayton and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, richest bassists in the world.
You know what's funny is the two guys that are tied at $300 million are literally an ocean away from that $1.2 billion from Paul McCartney.
Crazy.
That is incredible.
And a Canadian border official has been fired for allegedly accepting $10,000 in bribe money for allowing Justin Bieber's crew members with criminal records into Canada. So the crew reportedly gave this female officer at the Niagara Falls border thousands of dollars and backstage passes to get members of his posse into the country while he performed, which is obviously illegal. The reason that she ended up getting caught was because after she let this first group through, she went home, and the next day, Bieber must have called more of his criminal buddies and was like, hey, if you pay the border guards in Canada, you can get in. So another crew of his people came, and they tried to do the same thing with a different border guard, and that's how they got busted, because they were like, no, you're not bribing us to get in. You all have criminal records and no passports. What the hell? And then they found out that this other lady had let a whole bunch through for 10 grand. So.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
Yeah. That's a scoop.
Now the bone. iPhone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
Here on the blue and gold, or in this case, the blue. Let's go Bombers!
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's go Bombers!
Dun, 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 dun.
Wore my Bomber gear today.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And by the way, it's just the blue and camo and black. So weird.
It's going to be so weird seeing it tonight.
Okay, we're talking about distracted driving, all these signs, these garage sale signs. The city bylaw officers are trying to crack down, saying, oh, they're distracting. They are distracting and they're causing accidents.
The city bylaw officers better ticket that smoking hot blonde sign girl southbound Pemina in the construction zone. Because I got to take my eyes off the road every single time. And I'm sure thousands of others do every day as well.
There's one on North Main. She's technically, I think she's working with the St. Paul crew. They're redoing the sewers there on North Main right before the perimeter. And I wave at her every day and she has not yet waved back at me. The other time
that biatch.
I know. Right?
Stuck up.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to help you pass the time. All I'm doing is waving. Like my hand's on the wheel, and I just kind of give her, like, one of those, like the four fingers, like, hey, and a little nod. Nothing. Cold as ice.
How dare she?
Right? More complaints about the garage sale signs.
Hey, this is in regards to the city taking down the garage sale signs. I saw a homeless guy yesterday in a construction zone holding a sign, so you better get there and find him. And if I'm right, shouldn't the fine be doubled anyways?
Right, because it's in a construction zone, so fines double. It says right there, as you're driving into the fines double. So
would be nice.
We were talking about magic ass pants yesterday. Lululemon pants.
Yep.
And I said, it doesn't matter what kind of bum, it like improves it. Depending on the bum, improves it by at least 30%. This guy disagrees.
Hey, Wheeler, you call those Lululemon's magic ass pants? Well, some of the people I've seen wearing those, they more look more like clam chowder pants. Have a good day. Love your show. Bye.
Now, keep this in mind. If she wasn't wearing those, it would look even worse. So it's still an improvement. Still an improvement.
It's magic.
Oh, they are magic ass pants. The rain yesterday and the driving around. Some people not happy.
While I really and sincerely hope that no one has died in this traffic today, someone had better be f***ing dead if traffic is not moving like this. Someone needs to be in a giant, massive wreck spanning the 6 or 8 lanes that is Pemina Highway. What the
f***
is going on?
Literally, that was not the only call like that. All over town, people going, it's rain, people. It's not snow. It's rain.
People here are terrified of the weather, and you think we'd be the best drivers in the country, and that's what pisses me off. I'm like, pedal to the metal, buddy.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
Rain. What are you doing? Don't drive in the ruts. Drive on the side a bit so you're not floating, so you're not so scared, so you're not hitting your brakes every 4 seconds.
Big fight fans, if you're looking for a good scrap, this weekend, check this out.
Hey, this is just a shout-out to all the UFC fans in Winnipeg, because we don't hear enough about them. Winnipeg's Roland Alarm is fighting in China on Saturday. You can watch it at 5:30 Saturday morning on UFC Fight Pass. Thanks.
So 5:30 tomorrow morning on a Saturday. If you're not doing anything else, you can watch Rolly Delorme, fight a good Manitoba boy. We've had him on the show before.
Yes, we
had
him on the show. Yeah.
And finally, yesterday, Rena, we were talking about it. Well, you had it on the news that the Canadian Tax Federation is looking at it, and they're saying, you know what? Manitoba's probably going to get another tax increase because Greg Selinger is basically
an idiot.
Sewering the entire province and spending more than they make. And so expect another tax increase from the NDP. And I went on a bit of a tirade yesterday going, like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what do we do? Yeah. What is the best way for this to stop? Because we're being robbed. We're literally being robbed blind. And the phone calls came in aplenty on the bone phone.
Yeah, you want to fix the tax problem, Wheeler? First thing we got to do is get rid of the National Douchebag Party. And actually get somebody in here who knows what the hell they're doing. Selinger is about as useful. I can't even say that on the radio. You guys do a great job. Keep it up. Later, man.
All right, another one here.
Hey, Wheels, you want to know what to do about the never-ending tax increases in this province? Stop voting in the bloody communist government. That'll fix it right away.
I'm starting to see a trend here right now.
Hey, guys, heard you talking about the tax situation here. Don't know why anybody's surprised with Selinger as the premier. That's all the NDP know how to do. Tax and spend, they'll never cut. They did it before. They're doing it again.
And finally, this guy doesn't blame the government, but he gives us a nice comparison.
If you go buy gas down in the States, you're looking at 98 for a liter. Where is the other 26 cents coming from? Taxes. How about a pack of smokes? You're buying it for $5-6 down south. You're paying 12 to 14 here. How's about my other favorite, booze? I can buy a 2-4 of cans down there for $18 versus 48 here. And the government's telling us they got no money. Bull.
Before I quit chewing Copenhagen, Rita, been 4 months now, by the way. Four months, yeah. Cold turkey, thank you. Before I quit, I was paying upwards of $29 for a can of Copenhagen snuff here in Canada. Down in the States, $4.37.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's nuts. Yeah.
People are just going to start leaving. They are.
When the election comes up, ladies and gentlemen, remember this.
It's important to vote.
Very important to vote. Raina, that was the sounder for the Garage Masters, Master of All Garages. $20,000. It's a chance for you to qualify.
Yep. You can also qualify if you're a VIP member at 92cityfm.ca. Sign up, use your points to enter yourself in there, or you can submit a picture of your current crappy garage or a spot where you would like the very fancy new garage to go and nominate yourself that way.
Exactly. Like if you wanted it on top of your ex-girlfriend's car in her parking lot, you can put it there. Just send a picture of it. Say, we will put the garage.
Okay.
Hey, you never know.
All right.
Never know.
I have to read into the rules and regulations for that one.
Looking for caller 9 at 780 City. Your caller 1, try again. Your caller 2, try again. Your caller 3, try again. And
hello, your caller 4, try again. Good morning. Caller 5, try again. Hello?
This is caller 6, try again. Thank you.
Hello, caller 7.
And your caller 8. And right here is caller 9. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, you're in. You're in. Yeah, you qualify. You qualify for that $20,000 garage. Good for you.
That's right.
Any other details we need to tell them?
No, promo will be in contact to let you know how everything's going down, and you are now in.
But don't hang up, because we need to grab your vitals from you. So stay on the line. We'll grab your phone number and all that kind of details. Next chance. I'm confused. I'm not sure if we were supposed to do it today.
I think you guys were supposed to do it last week, and it was a screw-up. So I believe Shadow and Nancy will have another chance for you to qualify for Garage Masters later on this afternoon.
Enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
Is KB all ready to go out there, Rena?
He's just getting ready.
All right, your levels are really, really low. I don't know how you make those any louder. You need to speak up, girl.
I'm trying.
No, that's... No, can't hear anything. Can't hear anything. Anyways, so until you guys get that figured out, I'm just going to explain what's going on. We got Kelly Butler right up front. We got the garage door open here at 166 Osborne. Now, Philly nominated Rena. Jeff Cabillas nominated Phil for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Philly nominated Rena. Rena nominated Kelly Butler. And Kelly Butler, I believe he said he wanted to challenge. They're just getting set up to do the video now. But he's going to challenge everyone at the Delari Group with Crown Nissan, where he works down there on Waverly. Who else did he? I think he said he wanted to challenge Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals, since he's dating Kelly Butler's little sister. Rena, can you hear me there? No, I still can't hear anything. It's even worse now, actually. Can't hear nothing.
Can you hear me now?
That's getting a little better.
I switched the mics. Is this better?
It's a little better. Still hard to hear you, but it's a little bit better.
Okay, well, we're going to be putting this video up at the website and posting it on social media right away as soon as we get it done, so...
All right, well, they're shooting the video there now, it looks like.
We're going to start right away.
God, I wish we had better audio of this. I'm going to try and give you the best play-by-play. Kelly Butler is sitting on a bucket in a kiddie pool because he's 6'8". We've got a slew of people down here. I'd say probably say just, oh, boy, there's some water. There's more water. Oh, he's getting it good. Oh, man, he's getting it good from more than one person. Oh. Oh, please go check out this video. This will be up at 92cityfm.ca. 92 City FM, world class rock. As Kiss and Domino, 8:42 on a Friday. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Freedom Friday is coming up at 9 o'clock. Good morning.
21 is the high for today, but that's irrelevant because it's going to rain all day, and it's going to rain all day tomorrow, and it's going to rain tomorrow night, and then Sunday.
By the way, round of applause for Kelly Butler. Woo! Well done, KB. How did that feel?
I feel refreshed.
And Kelly sitting in a kiddie pool.
Yeah, it was filled afterwards. I thank you, Rena, for that, but it's for a good cause and being able to have a lot of fun, and that's...
That was a good 10 buckets of ice.
Yeah, that was the one thing. Like,
a lot of weight. You're a big guy. We needed a lot of water for you.
I was in a kiddie pool, and I was scared to stand up, so I was sitting on a garbage can, and it's starting to give away, so I'm like, hopefully I don't split my pants. And the water just kept coming and coming, but
we had more buckets than people, so that's why the water just kept going.
One guy had a bucket left. I was like, we're done here. All right, we've had our shenanigans.
Now I was trying to guess while that was going on. I was trying to do a play by play, but the Delari Group. You nominated everyone at Delari Group.
Delari Group. I nominated also the Broncos, the Bantam Broncos, and then I nominated everybody that's playing for a purpose. So that was just Oak Park, St. Paul's, Vincent Massey, Dakota. Basically, I nominate the WHSFL, so all the high school teams go out there and give back, and that's what it's about, bringing awareness for a great cause and bringing the community together for something.
ALSA.org is where you can go and make your donation or create your own Ice Bucket Challenge video and nominate a few people. One of the best online viral campaigns I've ever seen in comparison to the CFL's Reebok signature jerseys, which is probably one of the worst campaigns I have ever seen before.
Yeah, that's a little bit embarrassing when you have two primary colors and you just completely go against the grain and say, you know, we're going to go blue and silver. Yeah, we're blue and gold.
Especially when you use the word signature. Like, when I say signature, I'm not giving my thumbprint. You know what I mean? Like, a signature is something that was like, that you know exactly who that is when you look at it.
Yeah,
like, if I look at Wayne Gretzky's signature, I go, that's Wayne Gretzky's signature. When I look at Bomber jerseys, I don't think Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I'm sorry, I don't.
As somebody missed the mark or somebody's colorblind, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not what you wear, it's how you play, but whoever was in that, it's like
they only have to wear them twice, Kelly.
So if I miss, so it's like this, you miss your wife's birthday. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know when your wife's birthday is, you know when your boyfriend's birthday, you know there's certain things that are supposed to be done a certain way. It's blue and gold. It's not.
I feel like that was a bad analogy. But
I'm not always good at my analogies. I'm still a little cold. You know, I'm still a little cold. All right? My brain is still kind of thawing out. But Arena.
That's threw you off. Sorry.
I love it. It's just one of those things.
I like the jerseys. I like fashion.
Hey,
Rena, let's just say you like the jersey by itself. You like the jersey by itself,
sure,
but do you like it as a Winnipeg Blue Bomber jersey?
I think it. We're not the Winnipeg Blue Gold Bombers. We're the Blue Bombers. So, and then we got to wear it twice, and the league picked it, so we didn't really have a choice.
So I got a question. So we're just blue and gold. I mean, what does blue and gold stand for? If we don't stand for it, is silver the new gold? Like, it's blue.
There's no silver on it. It's white.
You haven't seen it's silver.
Yeah, like there's
silver. It's white, blue, different kinds of blues and silver, and it's pixely, right?
No, yeah, the cad pad.
It's silver.
Oh,
it's like gum metallic silver. It's yes.
You know what, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm cold and thank you for nominating. You know what, Kelly? I'm not a fashion coordinator by any means, and I want them to go out there and win, but I can understand their frustrations. Whoever authorized that, I'm just like, you knew there was going to be repercussions. I mean, so
painful. And the worst part is the people lying through their teeth going, well, we really think this is going to resonate well with the fans, especially the young fans.
What?
Wow. Young people are not stupid. Don't treat them like they're stupid.
I think your son's going to be like, Daddy, that's not silver. That's gold. I mean, that's not gold. That's
silver. If I put that on my kid, TFS should show up and drag me in for child abuse.
Yes. Because they're going to say, hey, you asked Angus, what color is he going to say silver, not gold. So if a 3-year-old knows that they're not the right color combination.
All right. We're piling up on a moot point right now because they are going to wear them whether we want them to or not. But tonight, Montreal Alouettes in town, 1-6 Alouettes against the 5-3 Bombers. This is one of those games where you got to go, it's 1-6, but you don't want to take it lightly because you hate losing against teams like that.
You want to be able to finish the first half of the season being 6-3. That's first and foremost. Where we won a couple games we shouldn't have. We lost a couple, and this is a game we have to win. It sounds better being 6-3 rather than 5-4. I got a chance to meet Coach Belfay yesterday, and great guy. Like, he's just a great guy, and I think this is the week that you're going to see some explosive plays from the offense. The one thing I haven't seen this yet from O'Shea is he used to be a special teams coordinator. I think they might go out there and do some tricky plays. I think there might be a few right now so they can go out there and prepare for Saskatchewan.
Yeah,
so,
a punt fake or something.
A punt fake here and there. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I'm looking at, that we have to go out there and get a spark going into what's coming up with the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl. I look for some big games from the defensive line because they've kind of been exposed having a weakness as far as in their run game. So I feel like they're going to go out there and play phenomenal. And I'm just waiting. I'm happy that Nick Moore, who's off of injuries, is back. And I want a breakout game from Grigsby. So regardless what you're wearing, it doesn't matter how you play, as long as you play well.
Right.
And that's kind of what the fans are going to be, because it's going to be all hell to pay if you lose to 1-6 from a former player having Brink, who used to play with us when I played here, and if he goes out there and rips it up. I mean, I think that they're struggling, Montreal. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't see Jeff Garcia try and strap him up and come out in the second half.
He starts putting a helmet on,
yeah,
man.
Jeff, I played with Jeff, just like 42 years old. So
he was a hell of a player in his day.
Oh, he was a beast, but he said, I can still do it. He's one of those guys that feels like when he's 60, he can still go out there and get you know, 300 yards. But it's going to be exciting for the fans, and we should be 6-3.
Are you at the game tonight?
I'll be at the game tonight. I'll be there. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be at the game tonight, yes. And I just want to remind everyone that 2 weeks from now at IG Field, playing for a purpose, tickets still available through Ticketmaster, raising money for MS.
MS, high school football, and at-risk kids. And I'm super pumped. I mean, we've got confirmation that Akin Adele, Simeon Rice, Andre Douglas, 92 City FM, and your favorite, and I like to give him a hard time, Stewart's going to be here to go out there and have some...
Former Oakland Raider.
Former Oakland Raider. And I can't wait for my sister to go out there and defend her honor, because she's waiting.
Oh, I can't wait to see Sonny. Even if I have to take a few punches from her, it'll be worth the physical contact.
But this is going to be a phenomenal. It's phenomenal being able to. Oh yeah, she's going to hit you hard. She hits like a guy.
Perfect.
But it'll be exciting to have everybody in the community come out and get back to high school sports. And I want to thank everybody in advance for coming out, and thank the station and the fans for being involved.
2 weeks from today, that's September 5th, IG Field. It's going to be a great night. So make sure you get your tickets, come down and support, and a chance to win $921.
Exactly. So, and that's the thing that I'm glad you mentioned, that for all the listeners here. And you guys are kick-ass fans, you can go on Ticketmaster right now and go out there and enter to win $921. So not only are you coming to a great environment, coming to IG Fields, we'll have a draw at the second half of the game to be able to go out there and you're entered to win $921 and be a part of a great event. So I thank you once again in advance. And when you try and put an event out like this, you want people to come out and support for the kids.
Absolutely. So. And speaking of thanks, I want to thank you for doing your ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
If you want to check out the video, it's not up yet. Just loading it onto Facebook and 92cityfm.ca. You can also follow us on Instagram at 92cityfm.
It was cold.
That was a lot of ice water. I give you credit. That pool was full. Well done.
All right, 8:49. Freedom Friday starts in 10 minutes. Hang on.
World-class rock.
All right, Raina, go ahead.
Yoga pants. Or as Wheeler likes to call them.
Magic ass pants.
Now, I found some weird stats on said magic ass pants. The stretchy pants can be seen pretty much everywhere. And it turns out that yoga pants are actually more popular than yoga itself. The Wall Street Journal published a survey that says the number of people doing yoga has increased to 4.5% in 2013 since the creation, or since the yoga pants got really huge, while the sales of yoga clothing increased 45% in 2013. So what does that tell you?
Get this, Pam Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
She says, thanks for all the nominations for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but no thanks, I'm not doing it. They are criticizing the viral campaign meant to raise funds for Lou Gehrig's disease research. On Wednesday, this past Wednesday, Anderson, a longtime supporter of animal rights, posted a Facebook message criticizing ALS research for their research practices, okay? This is her quote. Sorry, I can't bring myself to do your ice bucket challenge. I enjoy a good dare. It's always good to bring awareness in fun, creative ways. I don't want to take away from that. I thought instead I'd challenge ALS to stop animal testing. Former Baywatch star 47 goes on to say, recent experiments funded by the ALS Association, mice had holes drilled into their skulls, were inflicted with crippling illness, and were forced to run on an inclined treadmill until they collapsed from exhaustion. Monkeys had chemicals injected into their brains and backs and were later killed and dissected. I don't know how she knows all of this or if any of this is accurate.
She's one of the head spokesperson people for PETA.
Yeah.
So she gets all of her information from them. So, I mean, and that's, I mean, that's fine. That's her. She's always been big into PETA, so it wouldn't make sense if she did the ice bucket challenge. Everybody at PETA would be like, what are you doing? They test on animals. We're completely against any animal testing. So it makes sense what she's doing. You know, to each his own.
To each her own, I suppose. Would have been nice to see those jubblies under the water, though.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.